Bradford Libraries and Museums. Unite members escalate action against cuts. Bradford Socialist Party members, around 50 Unite members in libraries and museums across Bradford, have entered their second round of strike action, escalating from 2 to 3 days of action this week. As well as rallying in the city center, strikers have held rallies outside a number of local libraries, linking up with concerned service users in places like Whitsea and Ilkley. The services face £1.21 million cuts in 2019-20 and a further £1.55 million in 2020-21. There are already half-day closures taking place at libraries at short notice due to staff shortages. Further cuts will make the service even less sustainable. Both Bradford Industrial Museum and Bowling Hall Museums are already facing reduced openings. In contrast to Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, who tweeted in support of the strikes during the first 2 days of action, and Shipley Labour candidate Joe Pike, who addressed strikers on Tuesday, Bradford Labour Council leader Susan Hincliffe dismissively walked past the strikers. As one of the placards outside of City Hall stated, "Labour, your leader supports us, won't you?" At the Cayley rally during the first 2 day strikes, Socialist Party West Yorkshire organiser Ian Dalton called on Bradford Council to stop doing the dirty work of implementing the Tory cuts, and instead utilise the £165 million the council has in usable reserves, £31 million unallocated, to continue to fund the service. Further 4- and 5-day strikes are planned to escalate the action, from 18th–21st November and February 6th–December. Please send messages of support and donations via Mark Martin to Windweed House, 64266 Cross Gates Road, Leeds, LS15 7NN. Checks payable to Unite the Union.